Anyway, New Year, 2010.
It's a new one.
Are you got any resolutions or anything?
No, not really. I don't usually. I always kind of like say to myself that if there's something I want to change, I'll just do it now.
Right on.
I don't really put it off
till the new year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't even think of any good ones. How about you?
No, New Year kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah, it kind of came up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I haven't even thought about it. So,
do you consider this to be a new decade?
I don't know. Since the year 2000, I guess.
I guess. I think
they said that the new millennium started in 2001, actually.
Yeah, it's really weird, right?
So, I mean,
but I guess maybe. like in 10 years from now, it'll be the 20s. Whereas, like, if you go from 19 to 20, it'll be like, okay, so now we're in the 10s.
Yeah.
Whereas before, we weren't in the 10s.
Every day is a new decade from 10 years before. I mean.
Wow, that's wise words.
Oh, I've got a whole basket full of those. I'm going to set myself up on a mountaintop and charge people.
Scott, I've climbed this mountain, and I've come to see you to ask you the truth.
Yes?
What is it? Tell me something.
That'll be $100.
Okay, it's worth it. Here you go.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
Damn you, Scots! You've got me again!
But then, of course, you could just set up a booth, 10 feet down the mountain, so people wouldn't have to walk the next 10 feet. And then,
But it's all about location.
That's true.
Location, location, location. That person only made like $10. Because, it's a big difference between the top and just below the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in looking back, now that we've completely sealed off the zero zeros,
mm-hmm.
They do a lot of top 10 lists. Mm-hmm. But it's before the 00 and before the New Year's, right? Like, now that we've sealed it off.
Oh, okay.
What are your, reflections, thoughts, worst, best, iffies about the 2000s?
In any particular category? Or
yeah, just anything. Just... I mean, I can name some categories, but, maybe just the sweepstakes of all things memorable and impressionable.
All right.
Of that decade.
Wow. I wish you had given me a heads up about this.
We can have a new topic. I'll give you 15.
No. I like
15
it,
15 minutes.
I like it. Let's see.
Or we can take a little break.
Best movie of the 2000s. The first best movie I can think of. I'm going to go with... Nah, there weren't any.
Dead air.
Boom! Best movie of the 2000s was...
Well, we could come up with a top 10 list. Okay. There were so many, but... No Country for Old Men stands out.
That was good. Lord of the Rings was good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great.
You didn't like it that much?
I guess it's just tough because it was, so long.
Well, yeah.
And just, not really, it was just a book, right? It wasn't, a thought provoker, nothing really interesting happened.
Well, I mean, it was an epic story. Yeah, it was a classic sort of
But even then, the way they told it compared to the book, it's tough because any book, any movie is saying, so was No Country for Old Men was based off a book, which I didn't read.
No.
So maybe that's part of the problem. I read Lord of the Rings, and I was just disappointed with the way they rendered it, only because it was just... Not how I imagined it, I suppose,
Okay.
But, No Country for Old Men, and then, what was one other one that I was thinking about the other day?
You ever see 28 Grams?
No.
That was a good movie.
That was good.
Let's see. I just saw Avatar, which was a big...
Squeaked in.
It was a big movie. I think it was good. The groundbreaking thing was definitely the special effects.
Yeah.
They were the first time I saw computer generated effects that were actually kind of seamless.
Yeah.
With the live action. And that was really cool. 3D was neat. It wasn't, 3D didn't blow my mind, but it was neat. And the plot and story were fine.
I guess there's a growing trend on the internet about, or I don't know about trend, but I've been seeing a couple sites today at work. I was just looking and I noticed there was a couple of sites comparing Pocahontas to Avatar.
Yeah, I would say it's sort of.
And if you just, somebody had actually written up the plot of Pocahontas, maybe into a, you know, 10-line essay, mm-hmm. and then just crossed out words and replaced it with other words. And it was basically the exact same plot of
Avatar, or what's called Dances with Wolves, or
maybe.
Did you ever see The Last Samurai?
Oh, I saw that. That was good. That was good.
The same thing.
Yeah, it came out this decade.
You know. And though, actually, the Avatar sort of got me thinking about Peace Corps, because those scientist characters were kind of like Peace Corps type dudes. What was the best book you read?
Da Vinci Code.
Really?
No. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, you know, the whole debate of like good is good or whatever, you know, like is it like the most fun to read, the best or whatever? But like, I mean, that book, you know, you couldn't put it down.
Right. But so I couldn't really put down Harry Potter, to be honest.
It was a really good story. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess Harry Potter and Da Vinci Code would maybe be rivals for the best story.
Okay.
How about that? Because it's like, or the best storytelling.
All right.
Only because it's like a storytelling is something that you can't stop listening to or stop reading.
Okay.
Right? Like maybe not the best piece of
literature. All right. If we go with that definition, then yeah, sure.
But yeah, I read a bunch of good books, actually. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
See, it's hard.
I read it. Well, I can just look at my bookshelf from here. And I read a book called The Corrections, which I really liked. And I read a book called... what is it? I can't see it from here. And I read a book called Water for Elephants, which was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I read quite a few books that were really good this year. Right. Or this decade. I read a book called The Poisonwood Bible, which I didn't particularly like, but...
I read that.
Yeah, but it just kind of... I read a bunch of books that kind of opened my eyes to things,
cool.
You know, and, like, maybe think about things in a different way. Not even necessarily the story itself, but just like, oh, that, okay, well, how does that play out here or there or whatever? You know, just like...
What did that book get you thinking about?
Well, it was about, like, missionaries in Africa mm-hmm. and the diamond trade and stuff like that. It made me think about, like, what is it to go to, like... Africa, because I mean it's a place that needs a lot of help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like to go, I think everybody's got their own like sort of prerogative, or not prerogative, but like mission mm-hmm. or crusade or something, like their own preset sort of idea of what they want to get out of it, and it's almost self-serving more than serving. Mm-hmm. It's weird, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost weird that like whenever you try to help somebody, it's not necessarily to help them, but to kind of make yourself feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a little bit of that going on, I guess. And so there was a family that went there, and you know, the preacher was like really obsessed with like helping people, whereas he was like kind of dragging his family through this whole ordeal.
Right,
and,
right.
Interesting in that sense.
I don't remember it being about the diamond trade, though.
Well, it wasn't necessarily about the diamond trade, but there were elements of that kind of like in the background.
Oh, really?
I think there was like a character that kind of like appeared out of nowhere every once in a while to kind of help out the family or whatever.
Oh, the ex-missionary?
I forget if he's an ex-missionary or not, but I think he's like Dutch or something like that. Or
okay. I remember the ex-missionary guy. And then like the only characters I remember are the family.
Yeah.
And then there was like, you know, a couple of characters in the village that they worked in, like, you know, a sort of chief guy and a witch doctor guy.
Right.
And then there was like a teacher who one of the girls fell in love with and ended up marrying.
Yeah, it was just some guy who kind of flew in on a helicopter every once in a while, or like I think somebody who got sick.
Oh yeah, the pilot guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of the sisters ends up with that guy.
I forget
something.
If that's
yeah,
what happens, but like,
douche.
But the idea is like, why is this guy just like in the middle of Africa with a helicopter? It's like, oh, because he helps, you know, these diamond companies or whatever, and like, you know, there's a little bit of. It's just interesting because it kind of made the whole landscape of that country, even though it's so simple and like they're in the bush or whatever, you know, and it's like very, very low tech living. But mm-hmm. like at the same time, there's all these different elements of politics and stuff going on.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Kind of opened my eyes up a little bit to that. I don't know if it solved anything or I did anything because of it, but it was just like that. But yeah, I guess it was a kind of a tragic decade, huh? Just like. I read a lot of recaps saying it was a very terrible decade, just like a very tragic sort of like, you know, decade. And it was interesting because personally I thought it was a pretty good decade, you know, like...
For you.
Yeah, for me personally, like I had my first jobs and, you know, like my first sort of like adventures and things like that, you know, like after college. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, it was fun for me. But yeah, like if you think back, it was like September 11th, 2001, to start off the decade.
Yeah.
you know, and then there was...
Well, it even, you know, it started off with the contested presidential election.
Right, that was all kind of like put the country in a whole sort of different bitter sort of rivalry politically. And then, the World Trade Centers and the two wars, you know, dragging on and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, just like, I guess it wasn't a very good decade. The tsunami killed all those people.
Right, Hurricane Katrina.
Katrina was terrible.
There have been, like, several floods since then.
Right.
You know, like Iowa was flooded.
And, I think you're right. So, I guess not a very good year. Yeah. Or a good 10 years. I guess
it's had its share of disasters.
Yeah.
And I guess the economic collapse to sort of cap it all off.
Right. So that's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
Right.
But I'm with you in that, you know, for me, I felt like I accomplished a good amount of stuff and there were good things on a personal level.
Yeah. So
I do want the world to be better than it is, and hopefully we can work and make it better. But and so the next decade will be better.
Yeah.
But also I'm not you know. I wasn't traumatized too much.
No. Although it sounds like plenty of people were.
Yes. It was the trauma decade for a lot of folks. But maybe it was just the people on TV. I don't know.